Support comes from the Rosa Parks Museum on Troy University's Montgomery campus. Located on the spot of Mrs. Parks' historic 1955 arrest and featuring exhibits that chronicle the history of the Montgomery bus boycott. More information at troy.edu/Rosa Parks.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival is presenting on its Octagon stage a Tony-nominated comedy that brings a message of redemption and second chances. Acclaimed comedian Miss S, the actress Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, returns to Alabama in the title role of Clyde, and she's joining us from Houston. And New York actress Alinka Hamilton portrays a chef in Clyde's Truck Stop Cafe. They join us by Skype for a preview. Miss S, welcome back to Alabama and Troy Public Radio. Thank you for joining us by Skype today.
Thank you.
And Alinka Hamilton, thank you so much for joining us by Skype.
Thank you for your invitation.
We are excited about Clyde's. This is a truck stop cafe playing at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. And Miss S, give us sort of an overview and who you're playing.
Well, Clyde's is a play written by Lynn Nottage, and it deals with the workers that are all felons. They all have a path of imprisonment, and they come to this truck stop, Clyde's Sandwich Shop. Clyde is sort of a taskmaster, but under the tutelage of our head chef in the kitchen, Montrellis, played by Michael Shepard, and we have on the phone Alinka Hamilton, who wonderfully plays Tish, Brendan Hickey, who plays Jason, and Alfredo Antillium plays Raphael. But we get to learn about their lives, we get to learn about their offenses, and how the world sees them as ex-felons. But it deals with hope. While they're making sandwiches, they're talking about life issues, how the world sees them, and how this taskmaster, Clyde, has a shady past as well, but how they kind of redeem themselves through learning about sandwich making from the sensei, Montrellis.
So, Alinka, are you actually making sandwiches on the Octagon stage?
Oh, we are really cooking up a storm up there. We are eating everything that we are making. So we're treating the food and the sandwich making like another character in the show because it gives the sustenance that it provides. It nurtures not only like our hope and our belief, how we can move forward in our lives, and also nourishes our stomachs. It's both double duty.
What Alinka said, the play talking about the ingredients of the sandwich making and how you add something that surprises you and the journey that you make, leaving all of the pain in the pan, is one of the lines that one of the characters, Raphael, has, that Montrellis taught them. They come in, they tell their stories, they talk about what happened, but at the end of the day, they leave the pain in the pan. And so I think through the language of the play, that as in real life, some of the most real things are sometimes the funniest, and how they're put forth before us through the characters in the play lends some hilarious moments. So it's a wonderful balance, a balance of laughter and pain, you know, but pain through the reality of what these characters each have lived.
Alinka, you and Ms. S both are advocates. Tell us about your advocacy. You have your own theater company. You co-founded Squeaky Wheel Productions. Actor, writer, creator, filmmaker, producer. What are you trying to do through your advocacy?
As I grew up, I realized the importance of actually not only having our bodies on stage and film and TV, it was important to also tell more diverse stories, because that's how we get to share in different experiences and get to become more empathetic to another person's experience. So I always say that I'm an advocate, and I use that to activate my work. So it's important for the work that I do, no matter the platform, for it to involve Black voices, uplifting Black voices, telling Black stories, and just exposing the world to more diverse thought. I think it's important for humanity so that we can all realize that we have maybe more in common than we have that are different.
And it's interesting that you're using the arts, your love of the arts, to accomplish this. Now, Ms. S., back to you. As founder and executive director of a nonprofit called Alternative Careers in the Arts, what are you doing in your advocacy?
Well, I think that when I started in the industry, I'm grateful to be one of the 10% that got all of my union cards through a contract. But there was a dearth of people of color. There was a dearth of people that looked like me. But back then, behind the scenes, I happened to have come from film school. I graduated from the Institute of New Cinema Artists, where even at that time, we were a minority, very small population of people that were the designers, that were behind the scenes, will be equally integrated with male, female, Black, white, brown people. So we train in all of the design aspects and the creative aspects of television, theater, and film production.
How does Clyde's fit into your advocacy? Let me ask you, Ms. S., first about that.
Well, one thing, theater inspires, hopefully, and motivates conversation. It was the first one that I'd ever performed on stage that had such spicy language. That was interesting and fun to me to be able to use my instrument in that particular way. But for what it can inspire, the dialogues that it can inspire, the conversations that the play can inspire because of the content of the language, because of the stories that are told by each of the characters and the journey that each of them take. This play, for me, is a wonderful main course for people that are looking for quality entertainment, but something with a message that's not so heavy that when you leave the theater, you just want to go sit down or go cry. This, I think, inspires, ignites the kind of dialogue that we need to be having as it deals with incarceration. In states like Alabama, I happen to be a girl from the South, from Arkansas. So I understand what incarceration does and how it changes lives. And then there's so many people that are wrongfully incarcerated. So I'm excited because this play inspires dialogue. It inspires us to investigate our own feelings about the incarcerated or formerly incarcerated.
So, Alinka, it sounds to me like basically there's a message of hope in this play about starting over.
Oh, yes. It's like you shouldn't let your worst moment define you. Your worst moment shouldn't define you for you in your life. And there's always a chance to start anew. And that's what we're serving up at Clyde's, a chance at redemption. There's a line in the play where Montrella says, "You can't be afraid of the hard choices." It's true. And that's what's going on at Clyde's. We're discussing these really deep things of how to move forward. And it's hopeful.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Alinka from New York, and thank you for being our guest today on Troy Public Radio by Skype.
Thank you for having me.
And Ms. S., Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, thank you so much for joining us from Houston, and welcome back to the South that you're so familiar with.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us today. Thank you for sharing your audience with us and for letting them know about Clyde. You know, this is coming up on our last weekend or our last week. And so we encourage everybody that hasn't seen it to please come and share this experience with us at Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
Joining us by Skype were comedian Miss S., the actress Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, and Alinka Hamilton, both starring in the comedy with a message, Clyde's, playing on the Octagon stage at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival through May 28th. Ticket information is at the website asf.net. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.